Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Kevin's out today getting his rain totals for all of you. Sitting at home today with kids that didn't get to school. Well, Scott Jackson here with you for the next hour. Scott Abraham, I bring in from WJLA Channel 7. And before we get to your very interesting interview with Ron Rivera, Scott, our mutual friend Frank Hanoran just tweeted out, get those rain pictures in to me. you know, because the TV stations, as you know, because you're a TV guy, they always want your snow pictures. But today, sadly, weather fail. It's rain pictures.
Scott Jackson, I'm from upstate New York. So I don't know if you're too familiar with the snow belt country up there in good old Syracuse and Utica. So we get a lot of snow, and I'm not used to school getting canceled here for rain and maybe an inch of snow. So it's a little frustrating from that aspect, but I understand in terms of maybe the snow removal not up to par with upstate New York, but I digress.
Yeah, yeah. I got you. I mean, it's been this way forever here. And guys like yourself come in from, you know, upstate New York, Boston, what have you, Chicago, and they tell us how soft we were and are. And I get it. But that being said, if you've ever been in a car during actual snow around here, you know that it isn't the same as driving in those other places because people are not equipped to it, you know,
That is the other side of the coin because everybody's not used to driving in the snow down here. So obviously a safety hazard there. So good point.
All right, Scott Abraham, let's get to your interesting and I think somewhat important interview with Ron Rivera in a lot of spots. You guys hit a lot of items and the one that a lot of people seem to be fixated on today. And it seems like a change in plan with the head coach deciding not to go to the Senior Bowl. What did you take away from that? And, you know, as we all like to say to Ron, is that, you know, because he uses the phrase interesting and important, is that either one of those?
Yeah, so it was very interesting to kind of see how this all transpired kind of publicly. You know, during the interview, you know, when you think back on it, there's certainly moments and in hot spots that I think of. And that Senior Bowl comment didn't really necessarily register with me right away. But then when it started kind of getting, you know, percolating a little bit, I think Ben Standing, The Athletic, pointed it out, and a few other people, then it kind of sunk in and you're like, you know what, that is kind of interesting that the head coach that, you know, it's a huge year number three, you need a quarterback, and he's not going to go see these quarterbacks front in person with his own two eyes. I found that interesting, but I also kind of understand where he's coming from, where he's putting his trust in his guys and the Marty Herneys, the Martin Mayhews, the Scott Turners, and he thinks they are fully capable of coming back with certain information and what they see, and who knows what the access is in terms of, will the head coach be able to talk to these players one-on-one? To my recollection and listening to a few other radio programs over the last couple of days, usually the head coach of the NFL team does not usually have those one-on-one interactions at the Senior Bowl. Traditionally, right. That's the case. So would it have been just him just to go there and view and watch? Would he have been able to actually talk and speak to the players? I don't know. So what I'm taking from this is I don't see necessarily as a big, big deal, Scott. He's not even going to be at FedEx Field on February 2nd for the unveiling. He told me he's going out to California, where he's from, to celebrate his father's birthday, who's getting up there in years, so some family time. Again, he's putting the trust in his guys, and right now at this juncture, you have to trust Ron and what he's thinking here, and you got to believe that if he misses here on quarterback, if they screw up, then obviously he's going to suffer the consequences, and he knows all too well. During that interview, he was very candid, saying, "I know the pressure. I feel the pressure. I have the expectations. I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I know we have to have a big year in year three."
Scott Abraham is with us, BetQL guest hotline here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Scott Jackson in here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so again, like you said, if they didn't get the time with him, so he's just missing the practices. He's not. The scouts have been in this from day one. Watching all these college players, they've been giving him the reports throughout the season, so probably not as big a deal as, say, if he skips the, Indianapolis Combine. like Scott exactly. McLuhan, we hear, is his grandmother or his 100-year-old grandmother die? I mean, that was red flag. Oh, my God, what is going on here? Sky is falling. So I'm with you there. Now, let me ask you this. The avenues, he talked about avenues of finding a quarterback. And I thought this is one of the things that is the most fascinating part, right? So there is he pointed out he believes there's four avenues to finding a quarterback. What did you? It's hard to tell which way he's leaning because he just laid it all out for you. But kind of talk about that part of the interview and how he explained what they're looking at in the process.
So it wasn't that question that leans me one way. I asked him a different question, Scott, about you have all the salary cap space, Ron. You know it's an important year. How do you find that balance of putting all of your chips to the center of the table, going all in, getting these free agents, maybe getting a quarterback, but also kind of monitoring what you have in the cap space? It lends me to believe that priority number one, they're going to figure out quarterback. So I think they're going to go heavy hitter, trying to swing for the fences in free agency or make a trade before the NFL draft. I feel like they're going to try to go big and get an established quarterback. Just from him talking about the whole salary cap and the amount of chips you want to put here, the amount of chips you want to put there, I think they have to figure out that avenue in terms of quarterback. If they're going to go that route, that will kind of – that's the big domino that will set the rest of what free agents they want to bring in or lock up a Terry McLaurin-type player. Now, in terms of the NFL draft, I asked him about – so you looked at all the wild card quarterbacks this past week. The majority of those quarterbacks were acquired via the NFL draft. So they are groomed with their teams, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, a Carr with the Raiders. And it was very interesting because he was like, Scott, you have to understand where do they pick those guys? Where were they taken? How much time were they given to develop? And, he said the big outlier is obviously Tom Brady, who was drafted in the sixth round. So it really does lend me to believe that he probably understands he doesn't have the amount of time to kind of shape and mold a young quarterback into the system, into the NFL. Because it is year three, and I don't know how much patience ownership will have, the fans will have. It's a new era, new identity. I really do think in my heart that they're going to try to go big just based on the 15-minute conversation I had with him.
Yeah, and it was – we're here with Scott Abraham, WJLA 7, ABC 7, BetQL guest hotline. When you discussed, those avenues, one of the things you talked about was free agency, and he kind of spun to the, well, I hear people saying, why would somebody want to come here? And then he went into the salesman part of
big
it, right?
Big sales pitch.
Yeah, big sales pitch. We got the 6th rated offensive line. Everybody, possibly coming back there. Great, great market, great fan base. you know, East Coast and this whole thing. And I was like, is he talking to Russell Wilson? I mean, who's he talking to, right? Like, so you're listening to that. And I thought, look, that's kind of who he's got to be, right? And the free agent class is obviously not very good for quarterbacks. I don't think if you're looking, it sounds like he's talking to a guy who would have some control over a trade, right? If you're trying to convince somebody to say, hey, trade me to Washington, you know, trade me to the whatever the name's going to be, the 2222s, you know, this is what I'm going to tell them. And that's, and it was almost like salesman Ron Rivera. And I thought that was the most interesting and important thing out of the time you spent with him.
We actually ran that soundbite last night. My producer picked up on it, and you are so right, because it almost felt like rehearsed. It almost felt like, you know, he was selling a product to me or selling the team to me. And you're darn right, because he mentioned, you know, who wouldn't want to come here? Why not us? We have 2 1,000-yard weapons and Antonio Gibson and Terry McLaurin. We have a great offensive line. We're in the East Coast, one of the most populated areas in the country, kind of using that marketing ploy. So it was clear as day to me that it was a type of sales pitch that you're going to try to use to get a free agent, get a quarterback to come to Washington to agree to a trade. Again, I think everything, the big dominoes quarterback, they have to figure that out very soon. They're not going to wait to the NFL draft, because free agency obviously is before the NFL draft. I don't know. It's not a great free agent pool, but again, you can make a trade happen. So I think they're going to swing for the fences early. And if that doesn't work, then unfortunately probably go to the draft and maybe get like a Mitchell Trubisky or Winston and get a young quarterback.
Well, and look, if you look at the situation, right? I mean, and I know he keeps talking about this fresh start, right? The clean slate after 2-2-2, right? And he talks about this clean slate, and he doesn't want to live in the past anymore. And that's fine. Like you can say that as a franchise. And look, let's just say everybody in the media bought into that for a second. That's not going to change the reality of it. This fan base has been damaged. There's a fan base out there that is not going to go set another foot or spend another penny in that stadium ever again. Outside of them, it might not be anything. Like, there's nothing to convince some people to ever go back to that stadium. I met people like that. They're dead serious, and they've canceled tickets, and they're done with this franchise in terms of spending money on it. Doesn't mean they don't still care on Sundays, but they're done in terms of spending money on it. But what I think it's that part of the conversation, that how that talking point he keeps pushing out, is interesting to me, but it's not going to change the season ticket sales because they have a new name into these cool new uniforms. Okay. That the only thing that's going to change that is a Russell Wilson is a dream scenario of Aaron Rodgers, which I don't think is real. I think he's going to be in Green Bay, but whatever. That's just my opinion. But you know what I'm saying? So it's going to take something like that. Like, Kenny Pickett's not going to sell you season tickets. Sam Howell's not going to sell your season tickets. And I know these things, like, people are like, well, who cares? What if they're the best play for the long term? But a lot of this, again, boils down to business. And who did he just say he met with? He met with the owners. Okay, he met with the owners, right? I mean, they may not be in the sales pitch commercial that you saw about the new video about the new name, but guess what? They got the influence here. They're the owners. They're still gonna decide and have a huge say on what route they want to go. It's their franchise. So guess what? Those are the things that are gonna change the fan base, the talking points, the mindset. Is a proven bona fide QB1, and that's just not somebody that's in this draft, sadly, and certainly not at 11 on the surface. Now, time may tell that there was somebody like that, Scott, but, you know, in terms of, like, making that initial jump of excitement in the offseason, which appears to be what is important right now, I just don't see that happening.
I could not have said it any better. You hit the nail right on the head, because You think of a head coach, and you need a splash hire for a head coach. Well, they need a splash hire at quarterback, Scott, and this is a new era, new identity. A Kenny Pickett, as you mentioned, or a Mitchell Trubisky, that doesn't get people excited with a new era. A Russell Wilson in burgundy and gold and wearing the new uniform and under the new name, you're darn right. That's gonna jumpstart this franchise. That's going to jumpstart the energy of the fan base, and let's go. So there's so many different layers to all this, but I look at it and it's almost like a perfect storm. If they get this right, if they hit, if they get a big time quarterback, it's the perfect storm to kind of a turning point. It's almost a turning point, because you have everything lined up. The new name, Year number three, the importance of getting in the playoffs, maybe winning a division title, you need that QB1. You're not going to get that QB1 in the draft, unfortunately, because history tells you it takes 2 to 3 years. Look at Josh Allen in Buffalo, Mitchell Trubisky, Jameis Winston. That's not going to do it. They're going to swing big and try to get the big fish.
No doubt. And look, it's not a bad idea. I mean, if you could get a Russell Wilson, that's not a terrible idea. It's a really good idea.
I think the fan base would be happy with a Russell Wilson.
Right. That's a great idea. If you can get Aaron Rodgers, amazing. That's not going to happen, most likely. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I mean, it really feels like, though, this is like a Russell or bust situation. Now, Russell, everybody's seen the stories by now, going to test, wants to weigh his options. Then there's the story that the reason you didn't hear any questions about that in the Manning cast was he told them going in, I'm not answering questions about my future in Seattle, which also plays into the idea that he may not have a future in Seattle or wants to find that alternative future. So that's fascinating. Just, again, what's it going to cost? And is it going to hinder you for bringing people in around Russell Wilson to make this team a legitimate contender? But it's not a terrible idea. It's not like, well, frankly, it's not like taking Dwayne Haskins, okay, and picking the card when everybody is telling you not to do it. It's not that, okay? Like everybody in the room who studied the guy saying, don't do this, we don't want to do this, and you do it. It's not that. This is like, if you get Russell Wilson in here and don't give up like the next three drafts, like you're the Rams, then good going. You know, because he makes you better. He really does.
I mean, even if it's not a Russell Wilson, what about like a Derek Carr? I mean, I think that's better than the alternative.
I think Derek's better.
Going to the NFL draft or getting a Trubisky. Mm-hmm. I'm laughing at some of the fans of, in terms of, Kirk Cousins and his honeymoon in Minnesota may be coming to the end. I don't think, that would happen. Kirk coming back to Washington, but obviously that scenario has been played out in social media, which has been funny. But I wouldn't mind a Derek Carr from the Raiders. I think they would be stupid and foolish to let him go. Again, a Russell Wilson. I think that whole thing in Seattle is they're in a new era themselves, almost like a rebuild mode. And I don't necessarily think – I think Russell, his time, he did what he had to do there. And I think he needs a new chapter of his own career. But his wife probably has a lot of say as well. From my recollection, she might be a West Coast, Cali, Hollywood type person. So that could be something that swings a lot of this as well.
Yeah, it's a fair point as well. I mean, let's be honest, no matter who you are, your wife has a lot of influence.
Yes. Happy wife is a happy life.
Yeah, dude, I've been married 25 years, I'll tell you something. Your wife has a lot to say in what you do, but anyway.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know what? We'll see. Yeah, you don't think Sierra is looking to, you don't think she's a Loudoun County gal?
I don't know.
Like Landover or Bust? I really had fun at that Monday night game this year. Where all the 12s were there. I mean, come on. I mean, we won a playoff game there that one season in 2012. I don't know. Anyway,
I mean, Russell's from, Richmond, born in Cincinnati, grew up in Richmond, NC State. He has the connections in the area. I on his Wikipedia page, I think I texted you this early in the year, it says that he spent a semester at Stonebridge High School.
Yes,
I didn't get that confirmed because I texted the AD over there and he didn't know.
It's weird. I don't know who put that there. Yeah, it's interesting. I did see that on his Wikipedia page as well. I didn't know that. Yeah,
it said he spent a semester at Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County. And
so there you go.
I got to figure that out because I got to ask. Mitch Thompson.
Yeah, I think we need to figure that out too because look, I got a kid that already went to Stonebridge. Got one there now, and I never. I don't. Maybe my youngest son had told me that, or maybe I don't know. One of them did. I'm sure it
says it right there in his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, so no, I've seen it too.
That's our mission. Scott. That's our mission.
We gotta find out.
We're gonna figure this out.
Awesome. All right, Scott Abraham. By the way, the interview is great. They also touch on the future training camp, which is still very much up in the air. It sure sounded like Ron Rivera wanted a permanent solution to training camp in terms of, hey, we're not going to go somewhere for 5 days and move on like they did last year. Or whatever the number was in Richmond. It sounds like if they're going to do Richmond, they're going to do Richmond, which I thought was interesting. He also mentioned another team coming in, which has always been supposedly in the contract of Richmond, and that if you were going to practice with another team, it had to take place in Richmond. Now, Again, that contract is not what it was originally intended to be anyway, so I don't know if that's still true or not. So that I thought was kind of something to keep our eyes on as this offseason moves forward. So a lot of good things pulled out from the coach. Appreciate it, Scott, and we'll check you out tonight on the telly. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott Jackson. I'll talk to you, my friend.
All right, thank you. BetQL guest hotline, Scott Abraham with us here on the Team 980 on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Without Kevin today, at Scott7News on the Twitter. Give him a follow there. Does a great job covering local sports. And he's right. So he did tell me this because that Russell Wilson, he asked me, he's like, do you know if he went to Stonebridge? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. That's like, did somebody just screw this guy's Wikipedia page, what have you? I don't know. It's weird that it says that. But anyhow, it's on there. And of course, grew up in Richmond, but you know, didn't have any, like, you know, and it doesn't have like on their childhood team was the Washington Redskins or anything like that. So I don't know. But anyway, it's fascinating, and he's right. Like, you know, if Sierra, I don't know, but here's the problem for Sierra: they've already got a quarterback with the Rams, they've already got a quarterback with the Chargers. Now the Raiders. This could be the trickle-down Russell Wilson effect, and this was the story last season, right? Like, among the teams, he had Cowboys, Saints, which is weird, Bears, who obviously have then since taken Justin Fields. Giants, supposedly, was on there as well. Ew. But they like Daniel Jones, but who knows? They might have a new GM. They're going to have a new GM soon enough. I don't know. But yes, I felt like Ron Rivera was doing a sales pitch to a influential free agent or person that would have control over their trade destination when he was talking to Scott. And I thought that was fascinating. So the Senior Bowl stuff, we'll let you hear what Ron Rivera had to say about that. I don't know if it's a big deal or not, but it is a deal because it is a bit of a change from, I guess, the original plan, as many of the beat people have pointed out here over the last few days on the Twitter. We'll talk to Chase Hughes at 6:40. 8:40. Crazy Wizards game last night ended up in a loss to the Nets. Trade deadline in 21 days. All that stuff coming up when we continue here. Scott Jackson in on the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.